Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we begin the book of Hosea. The book of Hosea is the first of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, not because of importance, but because of the length or shortness of their books compared to prophets like Isaiah, Ezekiel, or Jeremiah. The book was written by Hosea, an Old Testament prophet, in about 715 BC, when Israel was a divided kingdom. The king of Israel, the northern kingdom, at the time was Jeroboam, and the kings of Judah, the southern kingdom, were Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Hosea ministered for about 45 years to the northern kingdom. The book of Hosea is about Israel's unfaithfulness, yet their unfaithfulness is not enough to exhaust God's love. Hosea's plea is that Israel would turn back to God. His book uses God speaking in the first person, in other words, using the word I, nearly 100 times. It is a touching story of how Hosea marries a wife he knows will be unfaithful to demonstrate the same relationship God has with unfaithful Israel. Our guest reader for the book of Hosea will be my wife, Terry. Terry and I met as high school sweethearts, and we've been married for over 40 years. She is also a board member of the Ezra Project. So we will welcome my wife, Terry, on several chapters in the book of Hosea. But we will begin with our recording from Faith Comes by Hearing of the first chapter, the first 11 verses of the book of Hosea.
Hosea, Hosea 1. The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea,
Go, take to yourself a wife of whoredom, and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord.
So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him,
Call his name Jezreel, for in just a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. And on that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel.
She conceived again and bore a daughter. And the Lord said to him,
Call her name No Mercy, for I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all. But I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword, or by war or by horses or by horsemen.
When she had weaned No Mercy, she conceived and bore a son. And the Lord said,
Call his name Not My People, for you are not my people, and I am not your God.
Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people, it shall be said to them, Children of the living God. And the children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together, and they shall appoint for themselves one head, and they shall go up from the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel.
To guide us through the book of Hosea, I will be referring back to three journals. I try to use journals from various decades just to get a perspective of how the Word of God may or may not change in the different times of our lives when we read the Scripture. So the first journal I could find that I recorded anything about Hosea was my journal in 1991. I will also use the journal from 2007 and then the journal from 2012. So we'll have perspective from the 90s, from the 00s, and from the 010s. In 1991, I read the book of Hosea in 4 days. I summarized the first 4 chapters of Hosea in this way. God's relationship to Israel is like that of a husband married to a whore. He remains faithful while she seeks pleasure outside of the relationship. She seeks joy, pleasure, and provision by going her own way, while Jesus wants to provide those things within the relationship. Help me continue to stay faithful to you, O God, my pleasure and provider. In 2007, I look at my journal and I see I was in Mobile, Alabama. Mobile is where my best friend lives. So I must have been visiting my friend in Mobile as I read Hosea chapter 1. I wrote, "You are not my people, and I am not your God." How sad! Israel had pushed away God so far that finally he said this. I hope I never disregard or push God so far away that he abandons me, gives up on me, thinks I worship false gods before him. Help me remain faithful as you remain faithful to me. In 2012, I referred to my footnotes in my ESV study Bible when I wrote, "My footnotes make a case that initially Gomer was a faithful wife. Whoredom did not mean prostitution, rather a married woman being unfaithful to her husband. Israel at first was faithful too, then goes after other gods." I wrote prophecy. God is going to end the kingdom of the house of Israel. God will have no more mercy on Israel, only Judah. He will save Judah, but not by traditional means. A harsh declaration from God in verse 9, "You are not my people, and I am not your God." Yet Israel will not be snuffed out because of God's promise to Abraham. Someday again, they will be called children of the living God. Some books of the Bible sort of ease into the subject matter, but not here in Hosea. Hosea gets right after it immediately. And as God uses illustrations and other prophetic books of the Bible, here he uses another illustration, Hosea marrying a woman of whoredom, to illustrate the relationship he has with the nation of Israel. And by the names of the children they have together, he gives a prophetic view of his relationship to Israel. The name of the first child is "I Will Punish." And there God says, "I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel." The second child is named "No Mercy," for "I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel to forgive them at all." How harsh can it get when God has no more mercy nor forgiveness for us? And the third child is named "Not My People," for "You are not my people, and I am not your God." This is a very, very tough beginning to the book of Hosea. But we can also see a positive thread in some of these verses. Let's go back to verse 7. "But I will have mercy on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God." So though God will judge the northern kingdom, the kingdom of Israel, he will have mercy on the tribe of Judah. Why? Because Judah deserves it? Probably not, but because of his own promises. God is faithful. He keeps his promises even when we are not faithful. And let's look at verse 10. "Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said of them, 'You are not my people,' it shall be said to them, 'Children of the living God.'" That is a reminder of the promise to Abraham that his children would be like the number of the sands of the seashore. So in this opening chapter of Hosea, though he will judge Israel, he will also keep his promise and remain faithful, even when they and we are unfaithful. Lord, I pray that I would never get so far away from you that you take away your mercy and your forgiveness from me. In the same way, Lord, I pray that I would never get so far away from you that you say that I am not yours anymore and you are not my God. May it never be in my life. Help me walk close to you. Help me never wander off into idol worship and disobedience. I need your mercy and your forgiveness. Keep me close to you. In Jesus' name, amen.